It's been when I come to order. Madam Clerk, can we have roll call, please?
Meeting of the Orange Cove City Council, Wednesday, March 8th, 2017, 6:30 p.m. Mayor Victor Lopez.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Diana Garcia.
Present.
Council members Gilbert Garcia.
Here.
Minerva Pineda, absent. Josie Cervantes, absent. Staff, City Manager Sam Escobar.
Here.
City Attorney Dan McCloskey.
Present.
And Police Chief Marty Rivera.
Here. Can we have a call to do business? Someone asked the Vice Mayor if she could lead us in prayer.
Yes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so very thankful, Lord, for the day that you have given us today, Lord. We are very thankful and honored, Father, that you have given us this day so that we can take care of city business, Lord. I pray for everybody here that lives in this city, Father, that you may take care of them, and those that are sick, that you may uplift them, Lord. And I thank you for everything that you have given to the city, because you have done great things in this city, Father. And I pray for tonight's meeting that everything may go well, and that you may bless everybody here tonight, Lord. And I thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Now, in the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Confirmation of the agenda?
No changes, Mayor.
No changes. Thank you. Okay, we'll go to see presentation presented by robotics class from the Orange Cove High School. All right.
Want to get started?
Yes.
All right. Good evening, Mayor Lopez, the rest of the council, and guests. On behalf of the students, mainly our staff and our parents, before we get started, I just wanted to thank you for your generous contributions that you've done to our girls softball team and then recently to our Avid 5K Lucky Run. It's much appreciated, and our students really appreciate it, and it's going to good use. Our girls softball played Parlier yesterday.
Okay.
And we beat them 10-4.
Ooh.
So we're going, right now we're ranked number one and Parlier's ranked number two.
Wow.
So I just told the girls, don't let it get to you. Just keep
good.
Going forward and one game at a time.
Excellent.
Friday we play Reedley.
Oh.
We play Reedley over there at 5:30, and they're looking to get a little bit of revenge because we beat them last year. So
by one run, was it?
What's that?
By one run last year?
Yeah, by one run. So we beat them 9-8. Yeah. And so we'll see this year how
Great.
It goes. And our Avid team's going strong, and they're getting ready. And so we invite all of you to participate on the 18th. You could walk, you could jog, you could run, you
all
could...
Right.
In my case, you could roll, you know. So we invite you on the 18th. But before I get started, it's my pleasure to introduce Ms. Gardner.
Ms. Gardner.
Some of the kids are running a little bit late. Hopefully that's them. Nope, that's somebody else. But, you know, I want to introduce Ms. Gardner because she's done a fabulous job with our robotics.
Great.
And I'm going to leave it up to her to let you know how great we've been doing. Okay?
Excellent. Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for having us. My name is Samantha Gardner. I teach art and electives at Orange Cove High School, and then I also teach robotics and part of the engineering pathway at Orange Cove High School. I actually just came from a track meet. We just were playing against Erosi, and we got the final scores right before we came over, and we won. So both
right.
The girls and boys won.
Congratulations.
More about the engineering department and robotics. The last few years that I've been at Orange Cove, we've been participating in MESA at Fresno State, and we have about four or five different opportunities that we go to Fresno State and compete in. Last year we took first, second, and third at regionals, and then took first, second, and third at state. And so this year we joined a new program called Skills USA, and we've been using the CTE grant to fund and run that program this year. And for Skills USA, they kind of gave us, you know, it's a competition with all CTE courses with firefighting, automotive, photography, art, and then also engineering, robotics. And when we were advised about Skills USA, they kind of told us that just kind of go there. It's our first year. maybe just take people to, you know, just to kind of observe and see and take notes and come back. And so we had two teams that we took. We had about 2 weeks, we got the materials, and then 2 weeks we had until leading up to the competition. And we went there, and the competition was urban search and rescue. So the students had to build a robot that would be able to maneuver through an obstacle course without actually looking at the obstacle course. So this is a, so this is an example of the robot that we had, so that they had attached a camera to the front of it. So this is kind of to mimic when they send robots to kind of deactivate bombs into buildings. It was similar to with that. So on one side, we had one student that was observing the robot and then giving cues to another student on the side of another room. So they couldn't even observe the robot. All they could do was look at this little screen, and we went, and we ended up taking first and second place.
Ooh,
first time going. So it was really awesome, and for SkillsUSA, it was a little bit more than our other competitions. The other competitions, we just build, go there, and perform. This competition, there was a lot that went into it. The students had to do a presentation, and they also had to do an engineering notebook where they took daily notes on what they had to do, and then did observations, and they had to do technical drawings, and then they had to sit in front of a panel of industry people who've been doing this for a long time and be able to explain and justify what they're doing. And so it was a really awesome experience. We went into it kind of just not knowing, and they ended up taking first and second place, and then they are advancing to state, which is going to be held in April in San Diego.
Wow.
So they'll be there going there to compete in April for 3 to 4 days.
That is fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, this is, I will introduce Gabby
Barrasco.
She's one of the only girls in robotics, so it's great that her team was the one that took first place.
Wow. So congratulations.
Hi, my name is Gabby Velasco. I'm a senior at Orange Grove High School, and I was part of the first team that took first place. It was an amazing experience. I'm in engineering and robotics, and I love them, both of them, because you're more hands-on. And for example, engineering, tomorrow we're going to go install solar panels, so I think that's something to learn about. And for robotics, well, we started off with Legos, and last year we didn't think we were going to even place. And we started placing, we went to regionals, and then we won. So this year, it was our first time with the EV3, and I liked it because you learn more about like wiring and how to place things. So I think that's really important, because you can learn something about life in that. Because my major, I want to be a construction manager. So you get a little bit of hands-on since we don't have building classes. So I really appreciate any help.
Well, you make us very proud. You make us very proud. This community is very proud of you, okay? We have faith in you, and we believe in you, and God bless you and keep it up. And we support you 100%, the City Council.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So can you see it in action?
This one, it does, it's here right now. Yeah, sorry, I forgot, and then I remembered that I had one in my car for some reason.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
After we win the state, we'll come back to you.
You place a bomb inside the city chambers.
And how long has this class been going on?
I've been at Orange Cove for the last 4 years, and I know previously it's been established.
And the young lady, when did they start?
They start usually, it's an engineering pathway, so as soon as their freshman year, they can take an engineering course.
Oh,
and then the robotics, there's a beginning robotics and advanced robotics, so those are more towards their junior and senior year.
It's amazing.
Robotics, we just started this year.
Yeah.
So
okay.
There's only a group of seven?
Seven students in our
advanced. So it's a group of seven. So next year we want to do two separate classes, an advanced robotics class and then the robotics one class.
Excellent. Very good. Congratulations. And, the city council right here supports you 100%.
Thank you.
We support our youth, and we'll do anything we need to do to make you get better and better and better. Because this community is proud. You make us proud.
Thank you.
Okay? Congratulations. I want to take a minute to introduce, we have an honorable city councilman in the city of Dinuba, Joey Morales is right here. I just noticed that he came in.
We also have another council member here from Hamford.
Oh, okay. All right.
Martin Devine.
Good. Great. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Oh.
On this part of the team?
Yeah.
But let's
start picking each other up.
Let's hear from them.
Oh, let's go. Get up there, guys. We already
let's hear from
the
them.
Demonstration now.
Yes.
All right. So what would you like to know?
Tell us about what you're doing and how you guys got involved and what made you get involved in something so beautiful.
Oh, okay. It started off when I was in Citrus. So like we did Mesa Day and all that. In Fresno State, we would go over there, so it was a pretty good experience. And me and Jaime have the same amount of years. We've been doing this for about 6-7 years now. So we understand what to do, like the basics.
Fantastic. Council, any questions?
No, I mean, it's great to see that you guys really, really enjoy doing what you're doing, so.
Oh, you'll make us real proud, you know. You're positive, and that's what we need in this community, is positive. Like, you guys are doing pro. Beautiful stuff, and we are real proud of you, okay? And this city council supports you. Guarantee you, we support the youth of this community. Whatever we can do, we're going to do it for you, okay? So don't hesitate to give us a call. You have your principal, who whoever right there, he can get a hold of us right away, and we'll take care of business.
I don't want speed dial.
All right.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to go to number two presentation by Dr. Matthew Morales, Melendez, Regional Dental Director, pertaining to the BMX team agreement. Welcome, sir.
Mayor and Council, actually, he was not going to be here today, so I'm not sure if Martin and the other gentleman would like to do the presentation about the BMX and then
okay.
What the organization.
All right.
We have an item on the agenda about this, but I'd like for them to do a little presentation first, and then we'll have that on the rest of it is on the agenda.
Okay, fantastic.
Hello, my name is Philip Alonzo. I'm from Hamford.
Okay.
And I've been involved with BMX for, since I would say I was 8 years old, and I'm 35 now. I have a daughter that's really heavy into it.
Wow.
She's 12 years old. We've been to Utah, Vegas, Oregon, Oklahoma. Arizona, everywhere. The sport of BMX, what you guys have here in the facility is awesome. And you guys have a lot of talent here. And we would like to get your facility up and going and get the kids, you know, another sport to do. And this sanction here, USA BMX sanction, is the only sanction now. Before it used to be NBL and then ABA, but ABA bought them all out.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been established with USA BMX since 2009. I took care of the facility in Hamford for plenty of years. But I spoke with the USA BMX and they said, man, that would be awesome to get them on board. So they would provide insurance. I think it's like a $500,000 insurance they would provide. And it'd be sanctioned. We would go there, take care of it, open it up twice a week. To run races and practices,
mm-hmm.
And you would be in this magazine here. This magazine goes all around the U.S., including Canada, Alaska.
Great.
Let's see here. In the back.
Oh yeah, fantastic.
But you see how it's all over.
Oh yeah.
And then they'll have a picture. I think they do it here.
Beautiful.
All over. So you guys would be. You know, get the community recognized for it.
Oh, no, I, when I heard about this and when I read up on it, I'm all for you 1,000%. We have such a beautiful facility, but we need somebody that knows about it, knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And the city council would be more than honored to work with you. I read the agreements and what you do and how you do it It's something that would be very special for Orange Cove.
Yeah, and I'll like to, you know, get in touch with like the local parents.
Yeah.
So if there's a night, you know, hey, because I live in Hanford.
Yeah.
Say, hey, you know, I'm working late, gonna be late. You want to take sure. you and your boy, go open up, set up the gate, you know, just to establish something like that, because it's a family sport.
Sure.
I mean, there's age group from 56 and over, yeah. all the way to 5 and under.
Wow.
And they even got the little thing called Strider races.
Yeah.
The actual member, but it's the bikes where you don't pedal, you just sit on it and you push.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of little kids, man, they really like it. So yeah. that's another thing we'd like to do is put a little Strider track out here too.
Okay.
So the little kids can go, and it's a lot of fun.
So I you know, when we first started this was something that the youth asked me that they wanted to have a track, so we did it, and we had a big tournament, a beautiful tournament. Paul Rodriguez, a comedian, was there, and his son, Paul Jr., was there, the BMX.
From Reedley? Paul Huber?
No, Paul Rodriguez, the comedian.
Rodriguez. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
he's,
okay.
We named the track after P-Rod. P-Rod.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of him.
P-Rod.
Real big fan.
So this would be perfect for our community. The more the merrier that we have our youth involved in something positive for the community.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, you know. And I just heard this morning that we have a big canopy that we haven't put up yet at the park.
I don't know where that's at.
You don't? Well, no. I was told this okay. morning that we have a big old canopy that goes over the whole track. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's brand new. And we haven't even set it up.
I would love to get things going with it. I mean, every track gets a state race.
Okay.
And at the end of the year, they host a state finals. There's a state final up down south and up north.
Yeah.
Up north, the final will be from, I think it goes, the NorCal Riders is from Hanford all the way up to, like, Roseville area.
Wow.
And then from Bakersfield on is all Southern California.
Yeah.
So their final will be, I think it's in Lake Paris this year.
Yeah.
But we'll have, since we're in the middle, all the NorCal riders, they like to compete with the SoCal riders.
Wow.
So, I mean, I gotta get along with a lot of them. So they would all probably meet right here. Yeah.
I think this is gonna be big time.
Yeah,
kids in this community, it's just that all of us, you know, we work and you know, it's just so hard, but we have committees that work with you in the community here. We have events committees, and we do all kinds of events in the community here, and this would be something very, very special.
Oh,
very
you.
Special. Council, any questions?
No, I just think it's, you know, I thank you for, you know, for coming here and presenting us with this, because I believe that we can never do enough, you know, for the children of this, for the youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, start them early so they stay straight.
It's an outdoor sport, you know.
Yeah.
You're playing video games, like that.
Yeah.
Games are good.
Get them moving. Yeah.
Good. Well, you know, we'd like to get started on this, and I would like to have like some kind of a celebration to welcome you here to Orange Cove.
That would be awesome.
And, you know, get all the community, you know, let them know what we're going to do. And I'm just excited.
My daughter's excited.
I see the beautiful track, and we have one of the most beautiful skate parks. And we're just adding two soccer fields, a baseball diamond with lights and picnic areas.
Yeah, it's beautiful. The whole facility. When I came, I was amazed to look at it.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
And my staff, they'll work with you 100%. They care about the community, and they're going to work with you.
Okay.
And I want you to know, as the mayor of this city, you're going to have my support
100%. Thank you. You just made my day, Mayor.
You got it. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome to Orange Cove.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
I feel very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, attorney, what do we need on this?
It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda.
Later on. Alrighty. Alrighty, and now we'll go to consent calendar. Council, do you want to vote on the consent calendar as presented, or do you want to discuss any of them separately?
I make a motion to accept the consent calendar.
I'll second.
We have a motion to second. Is there any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, the motion carries.
Yes, spoke by Mayor Lopez, Silva, and Garcia.
Thank you. Now we're going to go to E, Administration, City Engineer, Subject Consideration, Discussion Regarding the Contract for the Temporary Water Services between the United States Bureau of Reclamation and the City of Orange Cove. Mr. Horn.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. It's a beautiful day to be in Orange Cove and see all the snow on the mountains.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, the Bureau of Reclamation is offering a contract for excess water that they cannot store.
Okay.
And this would be available to the city at a reduced cost. Our no more price for water is $54 per acre foot, and the reduced cost would be $36 per acre foot. They don't know yet, because the final snow survey will be done in April. They don't know yet exactly how much water might be available, so they're just getting these agreements and contracts in place. So that we'll be ready when it does. So this is a one-year temporary contract. It applies only to this water year, which goes from March 1st to the end of February next year. So we're recommending that you adopt the attached resolution approving this agreement, and we'll forward it on to the Bureau of Reclamation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Council, any questions, Mr. Horn?
No.
I think it's important that we take advantage of the opportunity to buy more water. At reduced cost.
Reduced,
I think it's excellent. Any comments from staff? Okay, council?
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion. Go ahead and approve resolution number 21707, contract for temporary water services between the United States Bureau of Reclamation and the City of Orange Cove, and shall remain in effect through February 28, 2018.
I second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? I'll be in none. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we'll go to the subject consideration, discussion regarding the vesting tentative map, tract number 6116, Joseph Estates.
Thank you, Mayor. This is the tentative map for the five lots on the formerly used drainage basin in the Joe Cerna tract. The city is the owner of the property, and in order to be able to subdivide it into five lots and offer those lots for sale, it's required that a tentative map be approved. This was heard by the Planning Commission on February 21st as a notice public hearing. All property owners within 300 feet of that property were notified. One couple did come to the meeting, but they did not make any comments. So we received no opposition to that project. In addition to the tentative map, the Planning Commission also approved a variance to allow reduced width lots similar to what other lots in that subdivision have done. Although the lots are deeper than normal, so the lots will be over 6,000 square feet. The minimum will be 52 and a half feet wide by about 122 feet deep. So we're recommending that you approve the resolution that's attached with the conditions of approval. This will be the final step on the approval of the tentative map, and then the next step would be to bring a final map, which is a surveyed map, a technical approval. Once that's approved, which will be about a month from now, the map can be recorded, and then lots can be offered for sale.
Would it be possible to get the developer that's developing all those new homes over here and does a great job to hopefully keep, you know, to build another 4 or 5 units there?
Yeah, we can offer it. I think that's something the council hasn't made a decision yet on, Mayor, as far as how we're going to offer, if we're going to do an RP, or just keep that same developer that's developing the Joe Cerna homes, continue with the next five that's there.
I just feel that Mr. Alvarado was doing a fabulous job, you know. I never hear nothing other than work out there, you know, doing their job. I mean, they're beautiful homes. I can't believe how they're building those beautiful homes out there.
Okay, any questions, Mr. Horn? No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, we need
to ask your question.
All right.
The homes that they're going to be, the building, right, are they going to be the same like the other ones that are there in the subdivision? Are they going to be the same? Are they going to be different? Or?
Well, the lots have not been offered for sale for anybody, so we don't have a developer. Uh-huh. But that is something that the city council could stipulate as part of the sale, make a condition of the sale of the lots anybody wants to buy those lots, you could require them to submit floor plans and elevations for your approval before they build.
Yeah. So and I think the two homes that are out there are the most beautiful homes.
They're very nice.
You know, they're beautiful. It just looks real clean area, real nice area. Thank you, Mr. Horn. Any council?
No.
Okay.
You need a motion?
Yes.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to consider adopting a resolution number 2017-08 approving the vesting map for tract number 6116 to subdivide an existing 0.78 acre lot into five lots that can be sold for home sites.
I'll second it. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Lopez, Silva, and Garcia.
Thank you. Now we'll go to Police Chief Marty Rivera. Mr. Rivera, Chief.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, the public. First thing I want to do is I want to go with the monthly department report. We are down to 9 officers and myself. We had one officer resign last month, and we've got a reserve officer moved up in to take their spot. We still got 4 reserve officers. One of them only comes a couple days a month. He works at Table Mountain, and we've got a couple working full-time and one going through the FTO program. Restorative justice program is up and running. They're having a mediator class this Saturday, and so we hope to get that going a little bit more. I talked to Marianne Caruso today, and they're going to have a second training session, and we'll get more mediators in the program. The Explorer program is going good. We've got 8 Explorers, and I want to get at least 12, so I want to increase that program at least 4 slots.
Good.
Probably at the beginning of the school year. Our BSCC grant funds for the upcoming year is going to pay for some of this crisis intervention training and some of the Explorer programs to keep some of this at-risk youth out of stuff, out of trouble, and that's basically where we're going to use the BSCC funds. The cameras have been installed at the water plant. I think they still need to do a little bit of electrical work for one of the cameras, but they've got a temporary line in there for that one right now. Events, Lucky Run is coming on March the 18th, and we'll be participating in that with traffic control, and we'll have the Explorers helping us in that as well. The Chamber of Commerce Blossom Trail event is on April the 1st, and they'll start with a parade in the morning, and then they'll continue at the park here until 4 in the afternoon.
Great.
The church has got their annual Easter procession on the 14th, and that's on Friday, Good Friday, and we'll be participating in that, and the Easter egg hunt on the 15th. That we normally have here in the park will be involved in that as well. I've given you each a packet regarding a recommendation for purchase of a police shed. I don't anticipate any action on it today. It's just for information so you can take a look at it and tell you the reason why we're trying to purchase a shed. Basically, we're out of space at the police department.
Yeah.
We work out of a small shed in the back. And we've even got some records in a C-train, and we want to get them into a decent shed where we can go in there and get them when we need them in a nice, clean fashion and make it easier for Sylvia to go in and out and get them and locate them when she needs those files to be put away that are not used every day. So anyway, take a look at it, and in the next council meeting, I hope to have a...
Yeah, we'll make sure that we get it on the agenda.
On the next one.
Yeah, so that he can go out and buy that shed. Council, any questions? Thank you, Chief.
No, I still got the crime stats.
All righty.
The crime stats, if you look at them, basically I changed a little bit. On the left side there, you'll see what we had in the crime stats that we had in January versus February.
Yeah.
And you'll see that they've gone down to some degree. And then on the right side, you've got year-to-date last year, to the end of February of 2016, and the end of February of 2017. Last year, at the end of February, we had 37 Part 1 crimes. This year, at the end of February, we've only had a total of 15 Part 1 crimes. So the officers are doing a good job in reducing crime. Part 2 crimes, last year, at the end of February, we had 10 Part 2 crimes. This year, we've only had 7. And so burglaries, auto thefts, last year, at the end of February, we had 23, and this year, we've only had 7 year-to-date. So they're doing good, and our citations are citations are the same as we did last year. Our accidents are up. And I've told the officers to start giving more tickets. They have done it this last February, from February to January and February, they've increased it, and you'll see that there's been a reduction. So hopefully things will continue to progress and our crime will stay down. Any questions?
Great job, Chief. Council, any questions, Chief?
Well, I'm very thankful for the job that yourself and the department, all of the department are doing in the city. Just keep up the good work.
Thank you. I'll relay the information.
Yeah, let them know that we're real proud of them.
We are.
Okay, now we'll go to City Manager's Report. Consideration discussion regarding the BMX team proposal between the City of Orange Cove and Hanford BMX Race Team Nonprofit Corporation. Sam?
Mayor, so what you have before you is a draft agreement that's been put together for the City Council to consider. We can either consider today and approve it, and then we'll just have our city attorney approve it as to form, and then we can move forward with this or bring it back at the next council meeting for final approval. So it's just a basic agreement as far as what the organization, the nonprofit, is going to do, Hanford BMX Race Team.
Yeah.
It's a nonprofit organization that wants to also run the Orange Cove track. Like gentleman said, you know, three times per week, I think twice a week for practice, and those are sanctioned practices. Now, they have to be sanctioned in order for them to practice, and then also for the races on the weekends. And so there's things that they'll do. They'll help out with maintenance of the track, and that's kind of one of the things that's gonna be nice to, if the council approves for them to be using it,
yeah,
is that it'll be used, so that it'll be easier for us to keep it maintained because it'll be utilized all the time. And so we'll be going out there and visiting with them and getting it back so that they can start utilizing the track. You know, take our backhoe out there and start scraping it and getting things repaired. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Council, any questions?
That's great.
I think we just, let's go forward. Let's get going on this. I think it's good for the community and we need to go forward. Attorney, you can review the situation.
Yeah, bring it back, yeah.
Okay.
You
just want to go. We're gonna go forward with this. Okay, Council.
Do you need a motion on this?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to give direction to negotiate agreement with Hanford BMX Race Team Nonprofit Corporation to form a regular BMX race program in Orange Cove.
Can I change that? To make it approve it and then have city authorize city attorney to approve as to form over a final agreement and then for me to sign.
That'll be part of the motion that the attorney can review. I've seen the agreement, but the attorney can just go ahead and review it and let us know.
And then we can make it final that authorize city manager to sign the agreement.
Okay, we have a motion and second.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes vote by Lopez, Silva, and Garcia.
Thank you. We got it. Okay, now we go to the mayors and city council members. Consideration discussion of the resolution pertaining to the Orange Cove Welcoming and Immigrants and Refugees. This is something that we discussed at the last meeting. I think in Monterey they adopted a certain resolution that you reviewed and looked at it. I'm just concerned that the immigrants that live in this community and throughout the valley, that as far as I'm concerned, they need to know that I support them. I support them 100%. I know what they're feeling. Children are getting hurt, their families are being divided, and I think that this city here needs to show that we're with them. And that's my concern, that the community here is real, really scared as to what's going on. And me as a child of an immigrant, I feel that I'm not a hypocrite. If I don't speak out, then I don't feel good about it. I just don't, because my dad came here as an immigrant to this country, and he raised 13 children and didn't ask for a damn thing, okay? And I just feel that the children of this community, and so I talk to all the mayors. I am the chairman of all the elected officials for Fresno County, and they're all in support. They're all going to adopt the same resolution that Monterey adopted. You can explain to us the difference between, we're not asking for sanctuary, what we're asking is for a safe community.
That's correct, Mayor. As well, now I did prepare a memo, I think it's at your place, regarding sanctuary cities and,
right.
You know, there's really no federal definition of a sanctuary city.
Right.
The president's executive order regarding withholding federal funds would have to be tested in the courts. There's a lot of separation of powers issues, and actually cases already decided that have told us that what he's done in the executive order has already been ruled unconstitutional. You know, basically, we're not asking our officers to disobey the law. If there is a court order, yes, but certainly we see numerous districts now in the valley have taken on this very language as resolutions. Fresno Unified, fourth largest school district in the state. So we just took the Monterey County and used it and took out some of the language wasn't applicable to us, but for the most part, it's applicable here in Orange Grove as it is in Monterey County.
And you know, the chief is extremely professional. He knows what to do. You know, and basically, I just want the citizens of Orange Grove to know that I'm with them. I'm with them. I support my immigrant community of all nationalities, from the Philippines, from Nicaragua, you name it, wherever, Honduras, or even where Sam came from El Salvador.
That's an illegal immigrant, too.
Right. So he's an immigrant, so we gotta keep him. So basically, all we're saying is that we want to support the immigrant community wherever they came from. They're welcome to this community, and we need to let them know that we support them. Okay. Okay. What do we need?
We do have a proposed resolution for council's consideration. Staff. You know, the resolution, I think, is out of your desk.
Yes, I write the resolution.
Well, we just need a motion and a second.
Okay. Council?
I have a question for the chief. With this resolution, I mean, I went over it, but what's your opinion as far as this resolution? Do you think it's...
I think it's fine to support our immigrants. I think at the point that we do have some individuals that are drug dealers and committing those crimes, and obviously we don't want to say let's leave them alone. And you know,
we're not talking about those dudes at all.
We'll have them.
We're talking about the hardworking people.
We'll get them deported, you know.
Yeah, no, those guys.
They currently have a Sheriff Mintz has ICE working the jail.
Yeah.
And when they go through the process there, they're flagged as being violent criminals or whatever, and then they're picked up by ICE.
Yeah, and
as far as us going out and picking them up, you know, city, that's not our position.
Yeah, and I think that tonight the Fresno Unified School District is going to take a vote on it. You're going to vote on it today.
Yeah.
So, and here again, I talked to all the mayors and all the mayors support us. So we'll be having a press conference, and all we're saying is that the immigrants built this country, okay? No matter where they came from, okay? We're not singling out that we don't like the Salvadorians, or we don't like the Mexicans, or we don't like the Filipinos. No, we love all of them. All immigrants should be treated with respect and dignity, because they're here to make a better life. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. People try to make a better life for their children, for their families, and this council has to support that. Okay, Council, need a motion?
You need a motion?
Yes.
I'll go ahead and make a motion to consider approving the resolution of the City of Orange Grove welcoming immigrants and refugees.
I'll second.
We have a motion, second. Any further discussion? Anybody in the audience? Being none, all in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
We'll go to public vote. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, vote by Mayor Lopez, Silva, and Garcia.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll go to public forum. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to address the city council on items that are not already on the agenda? Please come forward. Okay, we'll go to city manager's report.
Mayor and council, I just wanted to report that we met with EDA director from the region, Mr. Will Marshall, here last week. And so we're going to be making some amendments and changes to our EDA application to include boot ranches for jobs, and then also potentially the Adventist Health Clinic. Also, that's going to be serviced with some sewer line that we're bringing there. So that's something that I'll be working on, and I have been working on already this week to try to get them on, so I can get those back to Mr. Marshall by Wednesday of next week. So that's something we're really working hard to try to get. June's assisting me with that as well, but we just need to get to sign the beneficiary form, which is something sometimes people don't want to sign it because of the tags that it comes with it.
Yeah.
The other thing is we're still working on a potential with USDA and Gary Serrato at FID to maybe look at the secondary source of water and the pipeline. So we're trying to schedule a meeting with both Gary and Miss Sally Tripp at Gary's office at FID. And I know you have a meeting on Friday, so we're trying to see if tomorrow Gary might be available to meet with us so we can start talking more about the bigger project that Mr. Serrato has with FID, which is like a 2,000 acre ground restore project that he wants to put together and include the city of Orange Cove. So for future uses, we have access to that water that we can call it whenever we need it. So that's something we'll be working on as well.
Excellent. Council, any questions?
No.
Okay, we'll go to city attorney's report.
I just had one thing to report. If you haven't been aware, the Supreme Court just on the 2nd decided a case out of San Jose that said a public official's personal device can be public records on there. Your phone, your computer at home, your iPad, Council Member Garcia. So it has wide-ranging impacts, but basically the court held that emails, text messages sent or received on private electronic devices or personal accounts used by public officials, staff, could be public records subject to production under the California Public Records Act if they relate to the conduct of public business. So that now is a law of the state of California. So,
well, I can imagine what they're going to see, man.
Well, you know, it basically, if we did get any type of request for something like that,
they can have my phone if they want it.
We would redact all. We would redact all the non-city business.
And I don't do emails.
And so we know that mayor doesn't do emails.
So they're not going to find nothing on my phone.
The mayor's on his flip phone quite a bit.
You don't have my phone.
So,
okay, we know that. I read the article in the Frisco Bee about the situation. But hey, that's a law. That's a law.
Yeah, if you want to be a public official, you've got to be in a fishbowl, as we say.
Very, very good. Very good.
Nothing else to report.
Thank you, sir. City Council.
I have nothing to report, but that last statement you made, about that. There's a Spanish phrase that says, okay, no debe, no teme, right?
Right.
In other words, if you have nothing to hide, don't worry about it, right? So,
right.
Nothing to worry about, so that's about it. I don't think that's a report.
No, that's good. That's good. Sister?
No, I don't have anything to report.
Okay, Saturday I've been invited to citizenship graduation here at the Orange Cove Library. We're having some new citizens in Orange Cove. And I was quite honored to receive a letter asking me to be a speaker, and of course I'm honored to do that. It's exciting. And I want you to know that the JPA, the Joint Powers Agreement, with the five counties, we're working. We had a meeting today to discuss certain issues that are going to be coming up. But I think that the new JPA is doing an outstanding job, and we're going to be going to Washington to speak to various departments. One of them, and second, we're going to talk to Senator Feinstein, David Valadeo, Jim Costa, and all those representatives to let them know what we're doing. But Senator Feinstein has been very, very supportive. I think we're the only one that's on track. We're getting everything done. We've already looked at the other places, that, like the Vaqueros and sites, and you know, ours is going to be Temperance Flats right here. It's a $3 billion project. We're talking about $1 billion from the state, $1 billion from the feds, and $1 billion from the users, the farmers and communities and everything. But I think it's something that's going to be real exciting. We've been working on this for 12 years, and I think that it's going to pay off, because the valley here, without water, we have nothing. We're gone. We have no community. So it looks real favorable. We have a meeting this Friday to discuss the trip to Washington, D.C., and the people that we're going to be speaking to. So I think that we're talking about including CBP into our organization, and we're going to recommend that Mr. Serrato appoint a member to the commission, to the JPA. And then Clovis notified today that they're going to appoint Joe Jose, will be my alternate, because I represent the eastern part of the five counties. There's five counties, and each of the counties put $50,000, and each of the small cities accordingly to their populations, we made our contribution. But everybody's excited. We're going forward. I'm honored to work with our supervisor, Buddy Mendez, Mr. Wisely from Tulare County. You know, we got some real good representatives that are all in the same agenda, and they all want to go forward, and we want to build this dam. We had an excellent visit with Mr. Murillo. Mr. Murillo is a head guy for the Department of Water. And I invited him to come to Orange Cove, and he took my offer that he said he'd love to come and visit here. But what we're going to do is probably set up a luncheon and invite some of our representatives, like our chiefs, fire chief and police chief and chamber of commerce, and we're going to invite the speaker and the Senate pro tem to come and discuss this issue with us. They told me that they would love to come to Orange Coast, so I'm going to be working on that with Sam and try to have something real special here in the community so that we can get their support. Okay? So basically, that's it. So we're going to go to a closed session. Public employee performance evaluation pursuant to Government Code, Section 54957. All right.